Continuing in the Lekai Neshama, we're discussing the Neshama. What is a Neshama? What's the purpose of the Neshama? It says in Mishlei, in Kapitel Chof Aleph, Pasuk Chof Zayin, Ne'er Hashem Nishmas Adam Choyfesh Kol Chadrei Batan. Rashi says, HaNeshama Shikirboi Me'ida Allah B'din. The Neshama that's within us is what's going to be made din on us. When it's going to come to judgment after 120, the neshama is going to come and say, we did this and such and such. And the Tzudas David says, Kimo yishidecha adam l'chafish b'choyshech ayideh haner. The same way, when a person is searching in the dark, he needs a candle, a lamp. Kein choyfish Hashem, so Hashem searches. Kol machshavos chadrei batan, all the inner thoughts of a person, ayideh nishmas ha'adam, through the neshama of the adam. We're talking about a concept of the Ner, the Neshama representing the Ner. We quoted the Gemara Nida. This is continuing along that line. The Ibn Ezra says, Derech Moshel, ki Neshama Tzula Ma'ayro, Yubayis Minuchasim Eroish, Umisham Torah Laruach, Lanefesh Besichla. The Neshama is the source where everything comes, where the Seichel comes from, Be'iru Ba'ayro, and it enlightens with its light. Alkein Nikra Neroi, ki Iluhu Mechafish Ba'ichajay Batan, Vuremez Lalei, Shulchayda Ma'ashavet. It represents, it's a remez to the heart, which the heart is the one that is the cheder, it is the one that houses the machshavas of a person. It says in the Malbim, Kinishmas Adam, who? Haner lelekim, sheyor lo leidai de mabes isrei chosha, to know what's hidden deep within. Bener hazeh chayfish kol chadrei batan leida kol hanistaris, everything that's hidden, kemashe kasev, he may be nishmas adam mi'idolah. Found fascinating Medrash Oisius de Rebbe Kiva. He goes, Medrash Oisius de Rebbe Kiva is a Medrash that's going through all the Oisius, starting with Aleph, going straight through, and having a Shtickle Teira, it's a Medrash the Oisius de Rebbe Kiva of every Ois. Nun. I'm going to skip around a little bit in it, but we're going to talk a little bit about the Nun. Nun. Mipneiman Nun Echad Robert Ve'echad Zakov Ve'oimid. There are two nuns in the Aleph Beis. There's the regular nun, what we call the regular nun, and then we have the ender nun. One is straight, and the nun is bent on both sides, up and down, is bent. Zokof, it's bent over. Nation nivra by neshama labrius, because the person has a neshama. Shekol neshama neshama pa'amim shi revetzes, pa'amim shi zekefes. At times that the neshama is revetzes, and at times that it's zekefes, at times that it's bent. And there are times that it's straight. Bizman she'odem roivitz nafshay, bizman she'odem roivitz, nafshay roivitzes. Bizman she'odem zaykeip, nafshay zaykeifes. When a person is straight, straight means that he follows the Ratzon Hashem, then the nun, his neshama, is straight. When a person does not follow the Ratzon Hashem, then he's like the bent nun, the neshama becomes bent, and the nun, with reference to the nun, represents the neshama, becomes bent. Shenemar ne'er Hashem nishmas adam kol chayfesh chadrei batan, like we just quoted from the pasuk in Mishlei. Mashal lemo hadavar doyme lemelach sheyesh lo bepaltaron shabayis hamatunuf. The king he has in his palace, he has a room that it's matunuf, it's very dirty, it's filthy. Ukeshebikir shekana b'seichai, when he wants to enter that room, he tells his servants, "Betchila hitliku b'seiches in there. First, light a candle, light a lamp. Kadesh ani era b'seichem avach hashechus, so I can see what's inside. It's dark inside. I can't see. Light a candle, so I can see what's in there. Avach kadosh baruch hu, bores adam min ha'afor, min adam min ha'mara. A person is created from the afor, from dirt, from dam, from blood and mara and bile." Echad Aleph Adam is Efer Dam and Mara. Aleph Dalad Mem Adam is Efer Dam and Mara. Vayibab in the Shama, the Rebbeinu Shalom placed within us, he blew it into us, in the Shama, Kadesh Yechapish Mabachadri Lavavis, Shal Adam. So he should know what's within the heart of a person. Shenema Chaybish Kochadri Batan. He says a little bit further, Dover Acha, not near Hashem Nishmas Adam. V'loy nishmas behema. Why don't we say Ner Hashem? Nishmas Kol Beria. Then the Behema also has life. When we refer to, he's asking a question of the Neshama, we're referring to the life force, and the Behema also has life. They both die. What's a mikra? They both said, "Shenemar ki mikra bnei adam mikra behema." Like it says in Kehel Vayta. Ma'alka ma'izeh, ke'im ma'izeh. Just like this one dies, that one dies. Human being dies, animals die. Ma'adam meis, abahema meis. Ma'adam etame v'negiyah. Just like an adam becomes tame with touching in the kishu meis. Shenemar negiyah b'meis. Abahema etame v'negiyah kishu meis. Shenemar chiyah mosh min abahema. And negiyah b'nevasi yitma. V'loy ay. Not only that. Say something else. Ela shemaula behem and adam. Until now, I was you thought I was going the other way around. Until now, I was equating man and behem in the same thing. Now I'm going to take it one step further. Behem is better than man. Why? Shekol hanegev nivas adam. If someone goes and touches a mace, adam mitamei tamei shivas yamim. He becomes tamei for 7 days. Ela negev nivas behema. Any mitamei el kumas erev. He's only tamei till night. So we see lost tamei. V'loy ay. Tell you further, El Vadmash Behema Mesa, Baila Moicha Arsala Goyim. The Goyim Arachlam, the Behema dies. What do you do with the Behema that dies? You sell it to Goyim. We don't eat it. We have to shech the Behema. Behema that dies, we can't eat it. But we can go sell it to Goyim. And Goyim eat it. As Besara, they eat their meat. Va'ayra Naisa Naisala Aida, and they take the skin. And they use it for nice belts and all different types of tanami stuff. V'loy ay! When a behemoth dies, the ruach of the behemoth has menucha, it has rest. Abu Adam, man, kishuhu meis, when he dies, ruach ain't my menucha. His ruach has no menucha. Again, nefesh is what we talk about. The soul is made up of nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Niran. If you see anywhere, nun reish and nun is niran, nefesh, ruach, and neshama. It's actually five compartments: nefesh, ruach, neshama, chai, yechida. But the three, the nefesh, ruach, neshama, the main one. We'll discuss a little bit later about the 3 points of what the differences are and what each one provides. But the ruach is the life force of a man, is what he seems to be touching up here. So he says this, and his ruach, when a person dies, his ruach has no menucha. Why? Because after a person dies after 120, immediately, it goes straight to din. The behemoth gets to go rest. And they put place in front of him all his ma'isim. They tell him, this is what you did on such and such day. These are perfect video cameras of exactly what we did. There's no fooling it. You can't go behind the camera. Nothing to be fooled. Like he said from Mishlei, the neshama is the light. It illuminates everything we did. Nothing to hide. Then they make a shout about Nechay, about this, Rechech, or Pilatus, Atma, Chodrat, or Yehenna. Someone ever who goes not on the path of the Rebbeinu Shlelem of the Torah Akhtesha, he never goes to Gehenna. If this tshuva that he had, they accept tshuva right away. I'm skipping around over here, so if you go look it up, know that I'm skipping around here. It's flame, like a tanner, like an oven. Nimshel of a tanner, which is nimshel to a tanner. He goes much more graphic. I don't want to go graphic about the things that if we don't do nicely and we don't follow the Ratzon Hashem, what happens to the neshama, what happens to us. In Cain, he ends off. Loma nemar, ne'er Hashem nishmas adam v'lo nishmas behema. If so, back to my question that I had a little while ago, 4 pages before. Well, what's going on over here? Why is it saying ne'er Hashem nishmas adam? The behema seems to be even better than the adam. Because the animal, the behemoth, was not created in the demus, in the form of a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kain. Ruach ne'adam, ruach ne'adam, ego hasadikim. Shehen daimim ka Avram b'tzit kasay shenikra Adam, and they compare to Avram Avinu in his tzitkis who are called Adam. Shenema ha-Adam ha-Gadol banokim, who is great among the giants. Uminayin shehen gadol ala Avram shem v'nesiyah l'kimad zechen ruach ha-behema elu ha-rishon. When we talk about the ruach ha-behema, we're referring to the rishon. Shenim shaluk ha-behema, for they are nimshal to the behemah, shenem nimshal ka behemah nidmu. So he says, when it says in the pasuk, Ne'ah Hashem nishmas Adam, it's not talking about any Adam. It's talking about the Gedolim, it's talking about Avram Avinu. It's talking about Adam. Adam is only Adam, Avram Avinu, who became a god, who got the title Adam. A Rosh is not an Adam. And if it was referring to Rishon, it would be better to have Ne'ah Hashem nishmas behemah, would be better. But we're talking about here what the person is supposed to accomplish. How a person has to raise himself and raise his level. And that's the point of the neshama. The person to rise, the person does that, that's what we're talking about, of the Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, how great it is. It's there, it's made in on us, but you know what? The person does tshuva, he says right away, he gets taken away. The person has to realize that we're down here in this world for a purpose, and what are we supposed to do with the neshama? It says in the Medrash in Baal Oyscha, Moshe Rabbeinu had a very difficult time with building the menorah. Until the Rebbeinu Shalom showed Moshe Rabbeinu, v'chein v'menorah, v'ze ma'ase ha'menorah mikshas al kamei ma kosha he lasos. Shehabi yegia yogav Moshe. Moshe did a lot. What was his problem? Ki Moshe neskasha, because it was hard. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, toil kikar azor, take a kikar azor, v'ashlicha l'or, and throw it into the fire. V'hitziyehu, v'hi me'at me'masas. And he'll take it out and be made alone. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, v'chavtereu, v'rochel gviyeha v'koneha, mimena hayu. Maki v'patish me'at me'masas. V'kach v'aymer mikshe te'oset. It says mikshe te'oset, which means it will be made. Mole yud, there's a yud in te, it's not tase. Tase means you shall do. Te ase means it will be done. So mole yud, it has to say te ase with a yud. Relates to tase, kalei me atma te ase. No ta moishe se kika b'shlich lor. So Moshe took it and threw it into the fire. Amma moishe b'ayni shalai, hari kika b'shlich ha'esh. Kishem shat reitze kain tase. You should do however you want to make them. You and b'ayni shalai want to make it, go ahead. Miyad yasas ha'manayir asuya kisikna. It was made perfectly. Lefichak siv kemara ashehera Hashem es Moshe kein osa Moshe samaneir ain't siv kana kein osa stam miyasa who made it Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Lefichak hamal Hakadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, and therefore he says, the Medrash says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe em his heart only is madlikim lefana, if you're careful to light the menorah in front of me, ani mishamer es nafshei seichem mikol davara, I will watch over your nefesh from any bad thing. Shenim shul nefesh is kaner. Because a nefesh is compared to a ner, shenemar, ner Hashem nishmas Adam. It says in the Pirush Marzu, ner Hashem shetziva lahalik b'menorah, that he was commanded to light the menorah, he nishmas Adam. We're talking about the neshama of a person, kishohisa menorah me'ira, when the menorah was lit, hayor gadol, the nefesh is called Yisrael, there was a great light for all the nefeshes of Yisrael, lahar lehem, to enlighten for them, me'afelas chasheches ha'yetzahara, from the darkness of the yetzahara, u'me'esh nichba ha'menorah nichba ha'nefashis, and when the light, the candles of the menorah went out, the nefashis of Klai Yisrael ke'ein went out. V'hainu ka'arim v'zeu b'ha'loish ches ha'neiris, yala ha'nefashis of ha'neiris. The point of the neiris, and ne'er Hashem nishmas Adam, is to illuminate. Going back to the pasuk over here, ne'er Hashem nishmas Adam, is illuminate to get, we could see the yetzahara. The neshama is here. The neshama wants us to do good. That's our purpose down here. So we need to be illuminated a little bit further. Zeh shomar kosev ki ata Torah nevi. You will light my candle. Amri Yisrael v'nei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Bernei Shalom. Lanu atu ayim eshinar lo funecha atu hu ayir shalom v'ayir adar alatzecha. You're the light of the world. Why do you, the Bernei Shalom, need us to have a candle? Why do we have to light the menorah? I don't need you to light a candle. Don't think that. You should light for me like I light for you. Lama? So you should have a schus. He is so good to us. He gives us opportunity to light the menorah. We don't have the menorah anymore, but there's mitzvahs that we can do, and the goyim can see it, and it's for us as well that we light a candle. When the Beis Hamikdash, we were illuminating for the Ribono Shel Olam. He didn't need it. What's the mashal? He says, "Mashal Mardar Adaymer Lupikeach Vesumu Shel Nahalcham Aderach." There was a regular person who was not blind and a blind person who were walking together. Amar Lupikeach Vesumu. The Pikeach tells the blind person, "Kishid Kinkonis Tzeich Habayis." When we came into the house, "Save a Halakli Yesanei Hazev Orli." Go light a candle, so I'll be able to see. It's dark in the house. The outside, I'll be able to see. When we get to the house, light a candle for me. When we were on the way, you were the one who led me. I couldn't go anywhere. You escorted me the whole way. You don't need me. You can light the candle yourself. I don't want you to feel so indebted to me that I escorted you all the way. Therefore, I said, light a candle for me. This way, you're lighting the way. You should feel better. This pikeach is a kodesh baruch hu. Shenemar eni Hashem him mishoitin mechal aretz. Vahasuma the blind is eli Yisrael. Shenemar nakshir kavarim kir. A kodesh baruch hu manhigin umeir lam shem b'Hashem ha'elchem yemam. Keiman she'omar hamishkan kar kodesh baruch hu moishe v'omar loy te'iruli. Shenemar alayis chasanez v'shel la'azadam. So tremendous what the Baruch Hashem is doing for us. That he allows us to do when we do mitzvahs. You know, we have the same concept. When a person, we say, Kiner mitzvah tera ur. Well, what is a ner mitzvah? Ner is a candle. The Baruch Hashem needs our mitzvahs. The Baruch Hashem doesn't need our mitzvahs. He needs us to daven them. He needs us to learn them. He doesn't need it. The Baruch Hashem is all for us. The Baruch Hashem is the one who is not blind. He's the one that's walking around, that doesn't need us at all on one level. We're the blind people. The Baruch Hashem gives us the opportunity to turn on the switch. Make it like you're helping him. What is Chus the Baruch Hashem is giving us? That's what we're supposed to do with the neshama. That's the purpose of the neshama. Medrash a little bit further. Zeshama akas of Hashem chofetz man sitka yael teir v'yadir. Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, let me show Shani Tzerach on the air, Zatich on the air. It's not because I need it that I'm telling you to be careful. Elul is a kaisem to give you this chus. Shenemar in a hurry in a shrei, ksid gam choshe al yachshu m'mecha, v'lai l'koyim merka chashecha k'orah, b'ol l'amedcha, she'en Tzerach on the air, Shabbat Zadam. I don't need an air, Shabbat Zadam, the Hashem says. Hey, that. When a person builds a house, he makes the windows on the, he needs a lot of, on the outside, he wants to have a large space so the light can come in and then comes into the building. On Beis HaMikdash, it was the exact opposite because the light came from within the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Yisrael of Neshama. It's what the Baruch Hashem does for us is unbelievable. It says in the Al Shech HaKadosh, in the Parashas Pinchas, said it this. The Pasuk says, "Venosati in Parashas Vayikra." I'm sorry, not Parashas Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra, Kapitel Chavah, Pasuk Yidal. The Pasuk says, "Venosati mishkani b'seichem, b'loisigal nafshi eschem." He says, "What's going on in the Pasuk?" If a kosher, the Me'achas Shalom Venosati mishkani. We're saying the Shechina is going to rest within us. V'loisigal nafshi eschem. I'm not going to reject the nafesh from you. So, right, if the Ribono Shel Olam is going to rest his Shechina within us, that means he's not rejecting us. It's the same thing. So the Pasuk seems to be just to repeat. Now it says in the Alka Tehillim, Nafshe Shel Adam Oyle V'Yeredes Tamid Lotus Shemen. Our person's nefesh is constantly going up and down. The nefesh wants to leave us. And nefesh does not want to stay in our goof. We spoke last week about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's nefesh, and Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama wanted to stay with him. Unfortunately, it seems like Moshe Rabbeinu was the one and only person, and the Medrash is telling us the Chiddush. Apparently, the rest of the neshamas don't want. He says, the Yalkut says that it's constantly trying to leave us. It wants to have a tshuka. It has a tremendous desire to go back to where it came from. Where did it come from? Tachas Kisi HaKovet, from the Shechina. El Shiroya is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you know what happens? The neshama sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemalei Kala Aretz Kavayde V'Chazaris Mokayim. When the nefesh, when the neshama sees that the Ribono Shel Olam, his Shechina fills the entire world, so now in the person's guf is also near the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's when he's ready to stay. V'zeh Shomer, and that's what the Pasuk means. I'm going to place the Shekhinah, I'm going to rest my Shekhinah in your heart. And what's that going to cause? By your days there, and by doing that, then your nefesh is not going to reject you. Because if we bring the Shekhinah, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is ready to put the Shekhinah into our hearts. If the Ribbono Shel Olam puts the Shekhinah into our hearts, then the neshama says, oh, one second, I don't have to leave because the neshama is here. The nefesh wants to go back to its roots. Its roots are tachas kisei hakavod. So the pasuk is telling us this tremendous thing that shanashama tirtze l'sheves beguf v'kigam ani imachem l'seichan. The neshama will now want to stay in the guf of the person. Why? Because the neshama is here. It says in the, I believe this is a shtickle from the Goyin. For Indian shall nefesh ruach and neshama. Neshama haynu haseichel. Neshama refers to the seichel. Ain't it begufa adam el mazale v'sherei mazale v'sherei elo. When a person is walking around, his neshama is actually above him. It's not in him. Ruach hu koyach hargoshesh adam. Again, we discussed in the Ran. Nefesh ruach neshama. So he says, the Goyin says, and the Neshama refers to the Seichel, which is not in the Guf, it's above the Guf, it hovers around the person, on top of the person. The Ruach is the Koyach HaHargosha Ba'adam, that's the life force of him, that's the Hargosha of a person. The Nefesh Koyach HaKiruni HaSemchosha Ba'adam. And that's the life force that sprouts within a person. It says like this, in the Sefer Yetzirah. Ba'adam HaNeshama Ne'emelemes Ma'oid. The neshama is hidden when it's in a person. The main chiyus, the main life force of a person is called ruach. And this ruach is what we're talking about, that the person is mekabel schar v'oinish, that's what we're talking about, the ruach. He has seichel. The neshama represents the seichel hamalamed la'adam das. It's what gives us das. V'hu mazal shel la'adam malachik yedua. V'irak v'shemayim makintoytzis misnoytzim imen al la'adam lahanhigay lasgila. This neshama is not even really within us. It's part of us. It's on top of us. And it's a part of the Ribbono Shel Olam from above. Haneshama eini mishlabish beguf klal. Rak is from the Zohar HaKadosh. Rak misayeya m'mayla. The neshama helps us from above. There's Yesha Omar when it says in Yuma Naflamates, Adam Mekadish Atma Mamayata Mekachinais Mamayata. He says, when the Gemara says, he's saying it, that's not the way Parshat the Pshat, that Adam is Mekadish himself down here, Mekachinais Mamayata, they Mekadish him above. What does that mean? The above is referring to the Neshama. That's what we're supposed to be doing. It's not that we discussed once before about that whatever is down here, there's something similar upstairs. We have a Ramach Yivarim down here. There's some sort of concept of a Ramach for each person upstairs. But he's saying is that what's L'mayla is the Neshama. If someone comes and he wants to purify himself, they help him. The Shekhinah, the Ribbono Shel Olam helps him. V'zehu, who helps him, he says. The mazel of a person, what happens is when a person wants to purify himself, the neshama comes and helps him. So he says that a person, only someone who has the title of an Adam, like we discussed before from the Midrash Rabbi Akiva, that Russia wouldn't call him a neshama. The point of the neshama is much higher level. It says in the Gra, V'chein ba'adam ha'adam hu ruach, v'neshama hu chilek elekami mal. We're going to discuss later when we say elekai neshama shenasata bi tohoiri. We say is the Ribbono Shel Olam of God, Elikai, my God, Neshama Shanasatibi, the Neshama that you gave me to Hori. Unfortunately, most of us, all of us, we know we do Chaton. How do we say it's pure? The Neshama is within us, maybe the first day we were born, maybe till 13, however you want to say when we're that. But how do we call it Tahiri? So what he's saying over here, according to the Gra, it's not a kasha. The neshama is not part. This is a different part of the. It's what we call our nefesh. That's our life force. It's not a neshama. The neshama stays pure, like he says in the Gra over here. The neshama who chelek elikami mal. The neshama is a part of keid mamish nevayin shalom. Yochayim b'chol ha'olam is ikar hu haruach. In all the worlds, we call the ruach as the main life force, not the neshama. And when a ruach leaves a person, who makes? He dies. His nefesh is still there, but a ruach goes, the ruach is the main life source, and if it's gone, the person is dead. When a person's neshama leaves him, a person is a rasha, his neshama leaves him, says goodbye, but he's still alive. And if you have an animal, it has all these things. Even though it has a nefesh, ain't lechayim. There's no ruach, there's no chayim. V'chein hameis hayoshen sheruach masasir alevi nemargish oz v'achushim betel. Send the tikkun ezot. V'zehu sheresh odem ba'olam hazeh. This is the root of a person in Olam Hazeh who dovek b'shemayim aydei neshmasei she'af shehi ba'odem agiya l'shemayim mechuberes l'shemayim. The neshama connects a person down here with shemayim upstairs. It's mamish a connection. Ha'neshama, it says in the Zohar, right down, neshama ein lechet klal. It never has a chet. V'imistalekes avidu koydim al shemash al-chet. A person, you're about to have a bad thought, you're about to think about doing a chet, neshama's gone. Neshama is not getting involved. Neshama doesn't get sullied. V'chol ha'katom menevesh. Yimis la'beshes kula b'klipa nefesh kisechete. Pasuk says nefesh kisechete. The nefesh gets the chatom, not the neshama. Ruach ein mistalik ve'ein mislamish el nifkom. T'chol she'odem moisef meisim toivim. The more a person adds more good deeds, mischadish lo'y neshama acheres. He gets another neshama. V'chol harishayim v'teilem eilav. V'zeh v'soy che'arishayim v'yil ha'mshem is harbe. V'chol pam shem achar, ki kol neshama yish ha'shem achar v'yidua. Because every time a person does something, the neshama has a name. And you keep on getting more names, more names. The mitzvahs a person does are like wings for a neshama. The only thing is that when a person does chatoim, it weighs down those wings and it can't fly. It's not down here, period, he says. It's upstairs. Like it says that we were, that every year his mitzvah is like in found in the name of Elimelech, halfway. It says V'knei l'cho chaver. The neshama nikras chaver l'odom. The neshama is called our chaver. The neshama ain't a bar l'odom ki amayde tereach v'yegiya ba'avoydes Hashem yibach. Neshama is not automatic. People say, oh, tire the kindle and the shamala. Not everyone has a neshama, he says. And you gotta work for it. A person should serve their Rebbeinu Shalom with complete devotion. It means chav means get your neshama. Connect yourself to neshama. A person, he says that if you are machnia yourself and you attach yourself to the Rebbeinu Shalom, that's when the neshama comes. When a person, he says the name of Melech, Laila Chassidim, the Panthe, saying L'shem Yichud Kitshu Berichu, Nim Yachud Kutshu Berichu. He says that V'nira L'kara V'laseicha Mahu Hayichud Hazeh. What is this? Miyichud Hazeh. What do we mean yachid? By making one. Kutchabrihu shunte hukach. Dehine odam kishalayim teira. When a person learns teira, who medaber dvarim kedushim, he's saying words of kedusha. Va'oisis hakedushim and the letters of kedusha. Umikoyach mahu medaber. With what koyach is he speaking? Mikoyach chelik elikus. From the chelik of the Rebbeinu Shalom, Hashem v'kibbeh, that's within him. What is that? Ahayim v'neshama akadosh he chelik elikam imal v'zehu yedua, and it's known the raisa v'kitshaberichu kulachad, the Torah and the Rebbeinu Shalom v'kla Yisrael kulachadu nimsa ayidei neshama akadosh through the neshama akadosh shemidavik atzmai b'chelik elikus sheboi ka'osis akadoshim oz Azai Maila Hadibur Lamaila Umistapkin Bakhtusay Baruch Shemai. And you're making a oneness with the Baruch Shemai. Vezehu Yichud Kitchen Brichu Shchinte. Kishiyacha Teira Hakadosha Veneshmasa Hakadosha Mkadosh Baruch Hadid Lima Teira Tfila. A little bit of a better understanding of what we're talking about here, what a neshama, we're making one with the Rebbein Shalom, our neshama, it's mamash a shtick from the Rebbein Shalom. We have to appreciate what the neshama is, and we'll continue next.